listening to O'Donnell on Technology on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Here's the only doctor to ever succeed without surgical tools, without malpractice insurance, and he hardly ever washes his hands before he goes to work. How does he survive? He's Dr. Rom.
Yes, indeed, he is our one and only Dr. Rom with us each and every Saturday morning. How are you, sir?
Hi, Bob. I'm doing great.
Glad to hear it. Glad to hear it.
Hey, I want one of those parallel Mac machines. That sounds great.
Yeah, isn't that cool? Yeah, I'm actually, like I said, we have a MacBook now at home, and I got, you know, called Parallels up a couple weeks ago and said, oh yeah, I want to check it out, and of course, have I done it yet? No. But it's, you know, it's a great, you know, sort of best of both worlds kind of solution, so.
Oh, exactly. It's what the personal computer world has sort of been coming to for many years now, the combination of the best software and the best hardware.
Yep, good stuff. Good stuff.
So speaking of good software, make a little transition here to what I want to talk about today.
Yeah,
I got a couple things to talk about. The first is an online service called IndiePlay, and IndiePlay is a B2B marketplace, an online marketplace that provides a place where people can find film and video products for license. And to give you a little bit of a background on how it came about, you probably know that the Web 2.0 kind of features that have become popular now, like user-generated content and enhanced communication, are available to folks easily, inexpensively, and that's making possible kind of a second or new generation of business-to-business services on the net, B2B marketplaces.
Exactly.
As we probably all remember back in 4 or 5 years ago, the B2B marketplace or concept was a really exciting area of the Internet, and then it kind of collapsed with the dot-com bust. But it's now coming back strong with Web 2.0 features, and IndiePlay is a good example of a company that has put together a lot of great features and is taking on the task of simplifying and standardizing the process by which people find film and TV and video products for license. And this is of particular interest to me because back when I was, when Dr. Rom was practicing law full-time, I worked a lot with a company that was a booking company. They represented exhibitors who screened films in theaters. And I remember one of the big headaches that this company had was doing all of the paperwork and figuring out all of the rigmarole that goes behind acquiring a film just for showing. They had sort of a simple sort of task. They were simply going to show films in theaters. And yet they still had to deal with all these different contracts, all these different little requirements that all these different content holders or licensors would require. And had there been a system like IndiePlay around then, it would have really made their work a lot easier. And it would have been, you know, much better for the exhibitors who would have had a, or I'm sorry, the filmmakers or the
right.
production companies who would have had a great place where they could have their content presented and searchable and you know, discovered by people who wanted to place their films in theaters or show them on television or whatever. So what IndiePlay has done is they've created kind of a eBay-like marketplace where filmmakers can upload information about their film, including all of the, you know, description of the film and actors and who made it and so forth, plus all of the legal terms, all of the license terms that define how that particular film or video project is made available to people who want to use it. And buyers can come to IndiePlay, do searches, find films or videos that meet their criteria, whether they're exhibitors or they're television programmers or maybe festival bookers that are looking to put together a whole, you know, lineup of films dealing with labor issues, for instance. Now they've got a place where this information can be organized and categorized and made available like so many other products on the net that have, you know, revolutionized the way in which people do business.
Right. Now, can individual people do anything with this?
You can go there and you can do searches. You can't yet become a buyer. They're sort of still in the beta stage.
Okay.
And they're restricting it for now to professional buyers.
Sure.
Meet their qualifications. They want to make sure that the people that are actually using the system, at least for now, are serious folks who
sure, that makes sense.
Really want to use it.
Yeah.
Their timing, I think, on this is pretty good in that they are really targeting what they call the medium tail category of films and videos, not the high-end films that get released in theaters and are licensed for millions of dollars, and not the backyard videos that you see on YouTube, but rather the kind of big middle section between those extremes of films and videos that might be shown at a film festival but never really get a distribution mm-hmm. deal, never get an advertising budget, and really kind of just disappear. And they're providing a way for folks who make those films to get the word out, to simplify the process by which people can license or, you know, show those films or videos. And if they can pull it off, if they can make this work, and I think they can, then it's good for everybody, since exhibitors or users can find stuff they want. Filmmakers will get rewarded for films or videos that otherwise they would never, you know, receive any compensation for, and hopefully they'll get to make a second or third film or video that will benefit all of us.
Sure.
Also, you can imagine that this middle section of content like this is growing because the costs of production are falling so quickly. There's more and more films and video projects that are ambitious and fall into this category. Yet, at the same time, it's become much more complex for those filmmakers or video owners to get their product properly licensed. The number of platforms in which they can have their content shown is growing dramatically with, you know, video on demand.
Of course.
IPTV, you know, just around the corner, mobile applications, plus the number of territories, meaning, you know, the globalization of film content has opened up, you know, new areas in Asia and the Far East and so forth where people can now license their stuff for showing, but that just makes it even more complex and even more of a distraction to these artists who just want to, you know, make films and not become lawyers, you know, not become business people to get it out there. So right now the database of films at IndiePlay is in the, you know, few thousand, but they're cutting deals with large libraries like Allied Artists and Trust Films that are kind of building out the database pretty quickly, and they're adding several hundred titles each week. They make money by charging a standard agent's fee when two people or two organizations transact through them. Somebody actually locates a film or video they want to use, and they license it for some use.
Okay.
That's when IndiePlay steps in and gets compensated. Otherwise, it's a free service that, as I said before, I sure hope succeeds because I think it'll mean better video and film content for everybody to enjoy.
Okay, sounds good.